Okay, welcome to the Bedtime Stories Podcast for kids. So, are we ready?
Yeah.
We ready, CJ? Okay, all right. Well, so we've been doing a series, and it's called Going Home. Yeah. And it's because Billy found his coin that he was looking for in this land.
And they're in a castle.
Yeah, and they're in a castle right now. The coin can transport you places, right? You just poof, like smoke, and you're gone, and then you can just go wherever you think of. And so they went to the castle, they met with the queen, and they had some midnight adventures, if you remember. They heard some noise, and they didn't have their weapons, but they went and looked, and there was a dog, and it was trying to hide a bone behind a suit of armor. And the next morning, the queen said that this dog was probably being controlled by somebody, and it was hiding these bones in there, and then the bones would come together and become a bone monster. Well, the next night, there was a big roar, woke them up in the middle of the night, and they went out and looked. And luckily, Stella grabbed her bow and arrow, and she had her necklace on. And little Billy grabbed the coin, and he also grabbed the green dagger. The green dagger has really come in handy, you gotta admit. And so they ran out there, and this bone monster, let me see if I can describe this bone monster to you. This bone monster was made out of completely bones. There was no body, but it was the bones were huge. It was about 9 or 10 feet tall. It was so tall that in the hallways of the castle, it had to kind of duck. And it was so wide. It was so wide that it kind of bowed down a little bit to get through, and it walked, and when it walked, the ground shook. I don't know why it was so heavy, but it just walked, and it went coo, and the ground just would shake, and then it would roar, and the mouth on this thing, it was full of these giant teeth that were as sharp as needles. It was just, they were about, they looked like giant carrots, bone-colored carrots that were just super sharp at the end. Boy, you didn't want to get stuck in that thing's mouth. And the arms were really long. It could reach out and swipe things out of the way. It could reach out and grab things. You didn't want to get in this thing's way. So, they didn't know what to do. They were just standing there looking at this bone monster. And all of a sudden, a bunch of knights came that were guarding the castle. And they came in, they swooped in, some from this way and some from this way. And there was probably 20 of them there. In a moment, they had these big swords and big axes, and they rushed the bone monster, and the bone monster, with just one swipe of his arm, just knocked about 6 of them back into the wall. And they slowly were getting up. And one knight took his axe out, and he threw it at the bone monster, and the axe just chipped one of the bones. Now, little Billy, he had been in this land long enough to know that this bone monster, he was held together by magic. He had to be. Because this dog took all these bones and hid them all over the castle. And then the bones came together. It had to be magic. And he started thinking of the forest field. And he remembered that he took out the green dagger. And he stuck the green dagger into the forest field. In the forest field, he could cut a slit in it, remember? And that's how he got through the forest field. So he thought that if he stuck the green dagger into the bone monster, maybe the bone monster would just fall apart. Well, the problem is, how do you get close enough to the bone monster to stick the green dagger in him? The bone monster had giant arms and giant hands and big old teeth, and he would swipe at anything that came close to him and knock him off into the wall. So he had an idea, and he was going to go tell Stella his idea, and right then Stella, she pulled an arrow out of her bow and she shot it, and it hit the bone monster right between the eyes. And the bone monster just growled. He just made him mad. And she said, "Billy, I can hit anywhere I want on the bone monster. I don't miss, but my arrows don't do anything." And Billy said, "Stella, I have a plan. We got to stab him with the green dagger and he'll fall up, his bones will just fall apart." And Stella said, "How do you know?" And he says, "I'm pretty sure I'm right." Well, he took the green dagger out of his waistband, and he noticed that the green dagger didn't light up. Usually, the green dagger lights up, but the green dagger didn't light up. So, he said, "Stella," he said, "give me a boost. And just at the right moment, pop me up in the air, and I'll jump onto some of that suit of armor over there, and then I'll jump onto his back, and then I'll be able to jam the green dagger in him, and he'll just fall apart." So Stella put her hands down, she gave him a boost, she popped him up in the air, he landed on a suit of armor, and he jumped right from the suit of armor, kind of like American Ninja Warrior or something, jumped off the suit of armor and landed right on the back of the bone monster. And the bone monster is swiping with his hands trying to get him, but he was on his back, he couldn't get him. And little Billy took the green dagger out from his waistband, and he noticed the green dagger still wasn't glowing. Usually when the green dagger does something magic, it glows. So he jammed the green dagger into him, and nothing happened. And then the bone monster jumped up really high, and he landed on the ground, and Billy went flying off him. And Stella went like, "What happened?" And Billy said, "I don't know. The green dagger didn't work." Well, then Billy got another idea. And he said, "Hey, Stella, follow my lead." And little Billy took the coin out of his pocket, and he grabbed the coin with one hand, and he ran up, and he jumped onto that suit of armor. He climbed up to the top. He jumped back onto the bone monster, and at just one moment, he wished, "I want to be on the top of a volcano." And phew, the bone monster and little Billy disappeared like smoke. And all of a sudden, they were standing right on top of a volcano. And it was so hot, it was steaming. There was smoke coming up. And little Billy, before the bone monster could realize what was happening, little Billy shoved him into the whole pool of lava. And the bone monster just sunk into the lava. And right then, little Billy wished he was right back at the castle, and poof, he turned into smoke, and poof, he was back at the castle. And Stella was looking at him and said, "What did you just do?" And he said, "I don't know. It just came to me. I just wished that I was on the top of a volcano, and I was at the top of a volcano, and I pushed him in, and then I just came back." And Stella said, "Man, that worked perfectly. But who was controlling the bone monster?" And right then, Queen Addison showed up and said, "Where's the bone monster?" And they told her the whole story. And they asked Queen Addison, the Star Queen, they said, "Who's controlling this guy? We have to figure this out. We have to figure out who's controlling the bone monster. Who's sending that dog in here to hide the bones in the castle?" The end.
The dog was controlling it.
You think the dog was controlling it? I think somebody was controlling the dawn. All right. Well, let's pray. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for tonight. I thank you for these boys. I thank you for church tonight. I thank you that we have I pray these boys will just have a really good day tomorrow. I pray that you give them a good day at school, a good night's sleep. They would wake up and feel rested. I pray for all the boys and girls who are listening. If they're listening at night, I pray that you would give them a good night's sleep too. And I pray that these boys would just come to love you with all of their heart. I pray that you would use them in great and mighty ways. And I pray that for all of our listeners too. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.